No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 30th day of August. Welcome, everyone. We are winding this week down together. We're going to do so by continuing in the book of Ezekiel, reading today chapters 13 through 15. And today is the last day in the Evangelical Heritage Version, Ezekiel chapter 13. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who are prophesying. You are to say to the prophets who prophesy from their own heart, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and prophesy things which they have not seen. Israel, your prophets are like jackals among the ruins. You have not stepped up into the breaks in the wall, nor have you repaired the wall for the house of Israel, so that it could stand up in battle on the day of the Lord. They see empty visions, and their omens predict lies. Those who say, the declaration of the Lord, when the Lord has not sent them, and yet they expect him to fulfill their word. Have you not, in fact, seen an empty vision and predicted lies when you say, the declaration of the Lord, when in fact, I have not spoken? Therefore, this is what the Lord God says, because you have spoken empty words and have seen a lying vision, therefore, I am surely against you, declares the Lord God. My hand will come upon the prophets who see empty visions and predict a lie. They will not remain in the council of my people. They will not be recorded in the register of the house of Israel, and they will not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord God. This will happen precisely because they have misled my people by saying, peace, when there is no peace. When someone builds a flimsy wall, look how the false prophets daub it with a coat of mud plaster. Tell those who are daubing with plaster that the wall will fall. There will be driving rain, large hailstones will fall, and a violent wind will break out, and suddenly the wall will fall. Won't they say to you, where is the mud plaster you daubed on now? Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. In my wrath, I will make a violent wind break out, and there will be driving rain because of my anger. In my wrath, I will send large hailstones that bring destruction. I will demolish the wall that you have daubed with mud plaster. I will level it to the ground so that its foundation will be exposed. It will fall, and you will perish within the city. Then you will know that I am the Lord. In this way, I will exhaust my wrath against the wall and against those who daubed it with mud plaster, and I will say to you, gone is the wall, and gone are those who daubed on it. Those prophets of Israel who are prophesying about Jerusalem and to proclaim a vision of peace about her when there is no peace, declares the Lord God. You, son of man, are to set your face against the daughters of your people, who are prophesying ecstatically from their own hearts. You are to prophesy against them. You are to say that this is what the Lord God says. Woe to those women who sew magic bands for all their wrists and who make veils of every size for people's heads in order to trap souls. Will you women trap the souls of my people but preserve your own souls? You women profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and scraps of bread, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live. You do this by your lying to my people, those who listen to lies. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Listen, I am against your magic bands with which you women trap souls like birds. I will tear them from your arms, and I will set free the souls that you trap like birds. I will tear off your veils and rescue my people from your hand. They will no longer be in your hand like prey. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Because you have disheartened the righteous man with delusions, even though I have not intended to grieve him, and you have strengthened the hands of the wicked man, so that he does not repent of his evil way, and so he does not save his life. Therefore, you women will no longer proclaim empty words, and you will no longer deceive with false omens. I will rescue my people from your hand. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Some men from the elders of Israel came to me and sat down in front of me, and the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, these men have set up their filthy idols in their hearts, and they have placed a stumbling block that makes them guilty in front of their faces. So should I really let them consult me? Therefore, speak with them and tell them this is what the Lord God says. Whenever anyone from the house of Israel sets up his filthy idols in his heart, or sets the stumbling block that makes him guilty in front of his face, and he then comes to a prophet, I, the Lord, will give him an answer appropriate to the multitude of his filthy idols, so that I may capture the hearts of the house of Israel, for all of them have alienated themselves from me within their filthy idols. Therefore, tell the house of Israel that this is what the Lord God says. Repent and turn away from your filthy idols, and turn your faces away from all your abominations. Certainly, anyone from the house of Israel, or an alien who is residing in Israel, if he alienates himself from me and sets up his filthy idols in his heart, and puts the stumbling block that makes him guilty in front of his face, and he then comes to a prophet to seek my guidance for himself, I myself, the Lord, will give him an answer. I will set my face against that man, and I will make him into a sign and a notorious example, and I will cut him off from among my people. Then you will know that I am the Lord. If a prophet acts like a fool and speaks a message, I, the Lord, have made a fool of that prophet. I will stretch out my hand against him, and I will destroy him from among my people Israel. They will bear their guilt, the guilt of the one who seeks guidance will be the same as the guilt of the prophet, so that the house of Israel will no longer stray from following me, and they will never again defile themselves by all their rebellious acts. They will be my people, and I will be their God, declares the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, when a land sins against me by adding one act of infidelity to another, so that I stretch out my hand against it to cut off its bread supply, to send famine against it, and to cut off man and beast from it, even if these three men were in its midst, Noah, Daniel, and Job, by their righteousness, they would save only their own lives, declares the Lord God. If I cause wild animals to pass through the land and they rob it of its children, so that it becomes desolate, and no one can pass through because of the wild animals, and if these three men were in its midst, as I live, says the Lord God, they would not save either their sons or their daughters. They alone would be saved, but the land would be devastated. Or if I bring a sword upon that land and say, a sword shall pass through the land, and I cut off from it man and beast, and these three men were in its midst, as I live, says the Lord God, they would not be able to save either their sons or their daughters, but they alone would be saved. Or if I send a plague on that land, and with bloodshed I pour out my wrath on it to cut off man and beast from it, and if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in its midst, as I live, says the Lord God, they would not be able to save either their sons or their daughters. By their righteousness, they would save only their own lives. For this is what the Lord God says. How much worse it will be when I send my four terrible judgments, sword, famine, wild animals, and plague, upon Jerusalem to cut off man and beast from it. But wait, a group of survivors will be left in it. Those sons and daughters who will be brought out. Look, they are coming out to you, and you shall see their ways and their actions. Then you will be comforted concerning the disaster that I brought upon Jerusalem, everything that I brought upon it. And they will comfort you, because you will see their ways and their actions. Then you will know that it was not without cause that I did everything that I did against the city, declares the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, what can be done with the wood of a grapevine compared to the wood from the branches of all the other trees in the forest? Can its wood be used to make something useful? Can people make a peg from it to hang things on? No, it is fed into the fire for fuel. The fire devours both ends of it, and its middle is burned up. Is it useful for any purpose then? Since it could not be used for any purpose when it was undamaged, how much less can it be used to make anything useful after the fire has devoured it and it has been burned? Therefore, this is what the Lord says, like the wood of the grapevine from among the trees of the forest, which I have fed into the fire for fuel, in the same way I will feed the inhabitants of Jerusalem into the fire. I will set my face against them. They have come out from the fire, but the fire will still devour them. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them. I will make the land desolate because they added one infidelity to another, declares the Lord God. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this week, this time together. God, I pray that you would burn away everything within us. That as we read about this fire that burns and destroys, that you would burn away everything within us that is evil, that is dead, that is not bringing life, that there is no life to pull from, and that you would make something new and beautiful, beauty from the ashes. You, God, your word says you are an all-consuming fire. Burn up what needs to be burned within us, I pray. We give you this time together this week, and I pray that you will be glorified. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi there, this is Walking with Hope in Texas. Today is August 26th, and I just heard the prayer request of God who sees me. And sister in Christ, my heart just breaks. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. And as I'm walking along, the Lord just made me think of Hagar, who, after following along with everything that was required of her, was still sent away from the household that she lived in against her will. And as she set what she thought was her future down because it was dying, God saw her. God saw every bit of her and said, I see you. I am here for you, and I am going to bless you. So, sister, I can't imagine the pain that you're feeling, but I hope that you sincerely know that God sees you and he loves you and he has deemed you worthy and enough, not by human standards, but by his own. The Creator loves you. We love you, and I am certainly praying for you. And Renee, I heard your prayer about your exam on the 21st, and sister, I hope that we're here to rejoice with you. But if we're not, I pray that you please call in.
This is Charlie from Florida calling for God's hands are on me. Don't really have any words to say about your situation with your husband. So I'm just going to pray. Father God, I lift up this wife who called in about her husband's desire to end the marriage and who's been involved in a relationship outside of marriage. Father God, I ask you to provide, first of all, a shield around this woman's heart and protect her as she navigates the pain. And then give her wisdom to know how to read the words of her husband's and actions to understand what she truly needs to do. And ask that you would turn his heart by whatever means necessary and bring repentance into that life. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, my friend. I know the entire community will provide empathy for you for what you're going through. And God bless.
Hi, guys. It's Kate calling in. I just want to pray for Tilly today, Florida. Father, I lift up Tilly before you with his long history of AFib, and yes, I do remember this over the years. I pray that you would be so involved in his particular case that you would show him and show the professionals anything else they might be missing. And if that means being on no medication, would you see Tilly safely through that trialing of reducing and removing, if it be your will? We confess that it is extremely frustrating and wearing on us to have chronic conditions year after year after year and so on. So I pray for my brother in Florida that you would heal him of this anomaly with his heart rhythm, and that's about the extent of what I know about AFib. But I know a lot of people have it and they suffer and they still have to go about their lives. So I ask your blessing on Tilly as he walks through this season of his life. Thank you for his faithful prayers for us, and I ask these things in your son's precious name. Amen.
Hello, 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 good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ABC. Oh, God, my name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France. And I'm calling in to join my faith, the faith of others to pray for our sister. You say that you just find out that your husband is having an affair with his co-worker, that the marriage is close to 4 years, and he admitted it and said he doesn't want you. And he's filing for divorce. You're finding it very difficult to admit, to accept this rejection. You don't want to be bitter. That is what hits me so hard. You don't want to be bitter. Your heart is so sweet. I would say it is his loss. So you say you're a good man, you're a good wife, but you're not the kind he wants. Sister, I want you to know we are with you in prayer. I am specifically praying for you. You know, when you confess to one another, healing comes. And when you confess to God, he forgives. So for you to come out here boldly, make an open prayer request, you have already, your healing has started. And I pray that God will heal your hearts. I don't know what to say, but God will be there for you. He will make this burden so light for you. He will. And another of our sister calling that you should join her in prayer. That, oh God, I'm just so emotional about this, sister. Sister, your healing, God will perfect it. God will perfect. Father, we thank you for our sister, for her heart, for her innocent heart. She don't want to be bitter. She wants to please you in this situation. Lord, we lift her up before you. We don't know what to say. We don't know the right word to use to comfort her. Lord, comfort her. Be there